Welcome back. I'm your host, Cardzi B. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor. I began learning tarot when I was still in elementary school, and since then, I've turned that hobby into a full-time tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B, as well as various tarot products and events. So, a couple of announcements. Thanks to Mercury's freaking shadow period, I'm having a little bit of trouble being able to record and upload video this week. I made this big 70th birthday video for my dad. That was my priority. I love my dad so much, and it was his 70th birthday. Had a little bit of problems with my video software, so this is going to be an audio version for both the podcast and the YouTube this week. But on the upside, I do now have an incredible producer for the podcast I'm going to be working with moving forward. This brand is female. So excited. My sound will be better. The tech will be better. They're helping me with all of the things that are not my strong suit. So I'm so excited, and just a company I really, really believe in their mission. And Ava, the founder, is incredible. So moving forward, quality of the podcast in general will be better. And also, for those of you who let me know about the issue with Spotify, thank you to all of the listeners who did inform me that the last episode was not available on Spotify again. Freaking Mercury. That has been corrected. So you will be able to listen to this episode and all future episodes again where all podcasts are found. So thank you for that. Now that we have the Mercury and tech vibes out of the way, I just want to start off by saying it's beyond an understatement to acknowledge that the tensions are immensely high right now. And more than anything, I believe that it's so, so important that we are kind to ourselves. And whether that means resting more than usual, staying up later, going to bed earlier, eating more, eating less, whatever it is that your body is calling out for you to do and for you to give it, please listen. It's so helpful to listen to our bodies and to be gentle with ourselves, especially in this time, because when we're kind to ourselves, it's much, much easier to open our hearts and be kind to others, which allows us to assist in shifting and healing the world. And the world really needs it, as we all know, now more than ever. So with that being said, this month's astrology and cards are no joke. I mean, all of you who follow me, the podcast, all of my social content, you know that, you know, I've been saying this for a while now about November. And obviously we have this massive election in the United States that also is on the world stage in a big way. Astrologically, we have the node squaring Neptune. Mercury, which just went direct on election day for the first time since the shit show of the 2000 Bush-Gore election, the whole hanging chad election. This is the first time that has happened since then. So again, I'm not surprised. I think, you know, I called this out in advance. I think this is going to be, we're in this for a while. We also are about to have Jupiter, Pluto, Mars go direct, and a lunar eclipse on November 30th and a solar eclipse on December 14th. So for those of you who follow David of at Leo Kingdom, if you don't follow him, he really is the king of astrology. Love him. I really get a lot of my astrological information and details from him. And he put it best this week when he said there's going to be a lot of dumpster fires that we can choose to stare at. And you can do that all day long if you want to. Or you can focus on things that raise your frequency, like creating, connecting, spending time in nature, reading, laughing, writing, whatever that is for you. And now some will call this bypassing. You know, there's always that spectrum of it, of like, oh, you're bypassing if you're choosing to kind of stay in the high frequencies. And if being glued to mass media is helpful, healing, and empowering to you in your journey in this time, you do you. But I have not found that to be the case for myself or any friends or clients that I've been speaking to in this time. It's not to say that that isn't someone's truth out there. So as always, trust your own intuition and continue to engage in whatever feels like the right path and like self-care to you in this time. So being amongst this very loud, very intense energy, while still having the free will to navigate it how we choose, is really in and of itself the essence of the death card. And we have that Scorpio ruled death card as our first card of the month for November. And we touched on this in the November monthly overview in last week's YouTube and episode of the podcast. And yes, it is all about transformation. And when many of us first learned that, we're like, yes, yes to the death card. We want change. We want to go to something something better, bigger, you know, higher. But true change is a process. And the transformation of that scorpionic death card, like a scorpion itself molting out of its shell, or the metamorphosis of a caterpillar into a butterfly, has a lot of dark, hard, gross, goopy, icky, not so fun parts to it. And we're seeing a lot of that on the world stage. And you may be seeing this on an individual level in your personal lives as well. Again, be kind to yourself through this process. We are shedding and clearing and purging older, denser energies to make way for the new. I know that I talk a lot about shamanism and plant medicine and ayahuasca, and yes, it's because these modalities have very personally healed and impacted my life in a beautiful way, but also because they provide a very valuable and helpful metaphor for, you could say, one could argue life in general, but definitely for this particular time of collapse that we are going through. A lot of people go into plant medicine ceremonies. I know I did the first time, like totally hands up guilty, thinking that it's going to be so magical and easeful, and it's going to be like Oprah riding in on a unicorn, taking you through a journey of healing, and you're just going to, you know, come out of it the other side a brand new person. When actually, I always say it's a lot more like American Horror Story ayahuasca. Because you have to go through those dark parts, those shadow parts, that intensity as part of the healing process. And we're very much in that part of ceremony right now. The other thing plant medicine really taught me is being able to hold and sit in extreme discomfort on a spiritual and emotional level with dark visions that come through, and on a physical level with actually having to sit with nauseousness. A lot of it, you feel very, very sick to your stomach, and many people end up, you know, vomiting, getting sick to their stomach in plant medicine. And that in and of itself can be a cathartic release. But for me, I found that sitting with that feeling of nausea and following, why am I feeling that? Where is it coming from? What is it bringing up? Really allowed me to access and unlock shadows that I had previously suppressed or avoided. So similarly, there are a lot of triggers around all of us right now, causing an energetic feeling of nausea, energetic queasiness for many of us. And whether this is the news itself, friends, family members, colleagues who don't see or hold the same truths that you do, it can be tempting to energetically vomit on or around them when these triggers occur. And if that is what is absolutely necessary and the best path of healing and empowerment available to you, that may be the path. But I believe there's also an opportunity given to us at the same time in our free will to sit with those feelings and triggers and process and transmute that energy. So this brings us to our second card of the month that we pulled from the January 1st, 2020 overview, which was Four of Wands reversed. And we talked a lot about this card last week in the November monthly overview and how Four of Wands holds positive news really either way, with the upright being more of a shared celebration. You know, we look at the traditional card with this couple under a chuppah and we think of a wedding, you know, a party, a birth, a partnership, or a group win when we see Four of Wands, of kind of what is that dream life that's starting, and usually in collaboration with one or more other people. Whereas the reverse, still good news, still success, but often is kind of considered more of an independent win. On a micro level, this can indicate, you know, individual work successes, completion of projects that you're kind of the sole creator of or the initiator of. But this can also mean changing your focus of what an individual win looks like to you now compared to past iterations of yourself. And maybe an individual win in the now moment feels like something that is coming through you, but actually benefits even more people beyond just yourself. And I'm seeing so many people in this time really being called to shift career focus, to moving closer to their soul's work. And I constantly talk about how the feedback from all of you, you know, the gratitude I receive about this podcast, feedback on my tarot deck and readings that I do for you are so nurturing to hear that I get to help you you guys just by, you know, using this ability. And it comes through in the vein of Four of Wands reversed as a personal win. Like, thank you for that compliment. Thank you for, you know, showing me that I'm successful at what I do. But it's really truly fulfilling because I hold such gratitude in being able to contribute to the collective. And I feel like that is at the highest really kind of meaning of Four of Wands reverse. So with that being said, I'm going to go back to this current election because whether we like it or not, it's one of the most potent energies around us right now. I'm going to even venture to say that is true even of those of us not in the US. I have friends in other countries that are very much engaged in feeling this energy right now. So anyway, this is the previous, you know, leading up to this. I was at a dinner party, and it's when I was still in New York, and many people were discussing political candidates and, you know, the how they voted in the last election, and the room was filled, like many rooms in New York City, with minorities, myself as a gay female included in that. And one of the Jewish women present stated that she had voted for one of the parties, one of the two candidates, because she identified as Jewish first, and that party protected Israel in the way that she viewed and saw things, and that was the most important factor in her process. And another female friend at that dinner party, also of strong Jewish faith, said that she identified as American first, and therefore she voted for the opposing candidate because she believed that that was the most important factor. And again, this was in before times, you know, before COVID even hit, and, you know, in between the 2016 election leading up to the 2021. And both of these women turned to me and asked my opinion as a lesbian. And I told them that I vote with the intention of what is best for humanity. And that is what feels like a win for me personally. And they both kind of, you know, rolled their eyes, and another friend quickly interjected, "We're not voting for all humans. That wasn't the question." And I just said, "What if we believed that we were? What if in our individual ability to achieve and prosper and succeed in that Four of Wands energy, we believed we could attract that for all humans?" I mean, again, you all know I'm a big quantum physics nerd, and according to quantum physics, we're all energetic beings. So if we're all energetic beings, we have the ability to impact the energetic field, meaning our light shines out to the collective and helps illuminate that field. So though we can't vote anymore, we already did that part, we can energetically shine our light for the collective, for humanity, and envision what we want. And yes, that all comes through our individual filters. But what we want for these next stages and these next years to look like, rather than feeding into the fear, feeding into the what if we get what we don't want, what if the worst case scenario happens, how can we really allow ourselves to shine that light for the collective? All right, so that being said, let's take a look at our card of the week. The Hermit. Of course it freaking is. Yeah, so we've got some serious and very clear messages on our cards this month and this week, don't we? I mean, this is an obvious one. Where can we go within this week? And this kind of we touched on in you know, when I was just advising everyone a little PSA about self-care at the opening of this podcast, but where can we go within? The Hermit is ruled by Virgo, and Virgo is that earth sign of kind of groundedness, and Virgo is known for doing the work. Where can we do the work within ourselves? The Hermit card is also associated with the third eye chakra. So really that balance between that grounding of earth energy in the lower chakras with that third eye of the upper chakras, connection to source, connection to the cosmic consciousness. So yeah, where can we ground? Where can we take some solo time? Time to filter out the media, the TV, social media, outside noise and opinions in order to more easily access our own inner knowing, our own intuition, our own third eye connection. There can also be a need to, in the Hermit, kind of put some energetic boundaries in place. I see this as being similar to the Justice card with the work of the Hermit. Where can we unplug? or not engage with people or activities that don't feel aligned this week. And it's crazy because I was already feeling this past week. I always tell you guys that I'm an extreme extrovert. I always love to be connecting with others, being out and about in the world. And I have just wanted to curl up on my couch with Volva the past couple of days. And I feel like this card is saying this will continue into this week. I had personally carved out an entire afternoon on election day because I didn't know how long lines would be, and I would normally, you know, after I finished voting, I would normally grab lunch, go to my herb shop, and those are the things that kind of fuel me and give me energy. But I was so exhausted, and yeah, it was a 2-hour lineup to vote, but more so from the energies of the collective, I just felt this, like, I just wanted to crawl home and curl up in kind of my sanctuary. So listen to those messages for yourself this week and, you know, really consider, where is your grounding place? Is that somewhere in nature? Is that the gym for those of you who have access to it? Is that, I have a friend who's an equestrian. Is that going horseback riding? Is that curling up on your couch and watching Ancient Aliens, which is clearly my answer to this? You know, where is that favorite place? Where can you give that to yourself and find those moments of solace so that you can really just feel your feelings and process your feelings and work with working through those energies rather than taking in all of that for the collective? Where can we be a little bit of that hermit archetype this week? All right, so this was kind of a heavy one, you guys, but we've got this. At the end of the day, I just want to say, I truly believe we all signed up for this assignment, this crazy ass world of 2020, we signed up to be here. And though I often joke with one of my best friends that I sometimes want to bludgeon myself like Dobby the house elf in Harry Potter, who's always like hitting himself with things when he messes up, sometimes I want to bludgeon myself like Dobby for volunteering for this earth life. But I know we did for a reason. I know we're all here to heal and assist in this ascension process. So get your hermit card vibes on so we can make this Scorpio transformation the most powerful we've seen in this lifetime and be able to celebrate our successes and allow them to, that light to shine, to ripple out to humanity in the vein of Four of Wands reversed. I love you all so, so much. And now, especially now, more than ever, stay magical AF.